back in Sydney. Le Romain again could have gone to today, but you've decided to run against Winks in the Group One. Have you still got an inkling at all for an Everest?
Oh, look, he's getting out to a mile now, and the Everest is 4 weeks tomorrow. So he'd be able to freshen up perfectly for that. But we'd probably need to know, within a week or so, because we'll decide whether we go on to an Epsom handicap off probably by the end of the week. See how he comes through tomorrow's race. But he hasn't been to a mile for 12 months now, so I'm interested to see how he reacts at the mile. He's been kept to shorter ones for various reasons, and I'm really pleased with the horse. Don't expect him to win, under no illusions there, but I'd be probably disappointed if he didn't run second or third.
Yeah, I understand. What came out of the tramway for you on the horse?
Oh, look, he had a pretty tough run, and the race didn't really set up right for him. So he bounced out of it really well. So that's one good thing. It was a low pressure race. He just got caught through to it without cover, and he did react really well fresh. So whether that just took a little bit of spark out of him racing 2 weeks later, but one thing, he's come on the right way.
Miss Fabulous lines up in the Dali T Rose, and we know how progressive she is. She's third up today with fitness. How is she?
She's in really good order. She's, I think, a little bit of racing's matured her mentally, I think, and she will continue to go that way with racing. She's not bomb-proof in her racing manners, but I feel with that nice enough draw, we'll ride her more conservative than what she was ridden at a recent run. And I think with that little bit of give in the track, I think she'll react really well.
It's been a hard week, I guess, for Newcastle trainers, and you've picked up two horses off not ideal situations, but El Dorado Dreaming, you've only had her for 2 days, I guess.
Yeah. So, look, I think the punters will have as good, if not better, understanding of her than me. I think she's trialled up really well. Looking at her, she's very bright and healthy. Whatever she does, she'll certainly improve off looking at her.
Yep.
She's got a good draw, and she's a Group 1 winner. So I'd expect that she'll race very well and set up for a preparation.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that's El Dorado Dreaming. I should have mentioned also today, in her time, the other one that you picked up through the week's going to have that gallop after race two?
After race one, Andrew.
After race one, okay. Given that you've only spotted her in races and things, mate, what's your first sort of thoughts of now that she's in with you?
Oh, yeah, well, I've seen plenty of her. And yeah. She walks past every day. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, she's in good order. Looking at her, she's looking for a good gallop, which she'll have today. I've just gone along with the plan that they had in place. I've made many mistakes with her for the last couple of years, so I'll just go with the flow, and she'll trial on Wednesday with a view of resuming 2 weeks tomorrow.
Yep, in the premiere. All right, well, we'll wait and see. I'm just getting some news from Mark Van Gestel, which I'll update for our listeners in just a tick. Good luck today and tomorrow, Chris.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.
Good on you.